Welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM 760 WJR. My name is Ken Calverly, and I am the outside guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy. Thrilled to be with you. Going to be a good show.
It's going to be a great show. You know, Chuck, for the most part, you can just be quiet today. You can just sit back. This is an outdoor show today, and the inside guy today, I'm sorry, bud, we just don't have much use for you.
I'll have my coffee. You know what? I brewed another pot, so I'll sit here and drink coffee. But I got to say.
What do you got to say, bud?
I've always been a water guy, and I found an interesting article this week on the restorative nature of water to people that are stressed, going through big issues. And you know what I was thinking about in the housing side, where people are getting rid of their bathtubs. And you and I even talked when we were in the trades, we were working in the January and February cold. You'd go home at night and you'd soak in a hot tub to calm you, to restore your brain and your body so you could go out and do it again the next day. And everybody's getting rid of their tubs.
You're right. You're right. But we have a place that people can come today, all day and tomorrow, where they can check out some of the coolest hot tubs and pools in Michigan. Absolutely. We are broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Backyard Pool and Spa Show. We're going to be here for the next couple hours, but they are going to be here till 8 o'clock tonight, and we're going to have a lot of professionals on talking about backyard pools, backyard spas, and maybe one of your dreams as well, Chuck. You've always talked about it. An indoor pool, because people are doing those indoor projects.
I know. When you get Art Grayson later on here, I heard you contacted him. He's one of our pool experts, and I look forward to chatting with him and seeing if I can get a good deal on it. I got to convince my wife, of course, first, but notwithstanding that, Art's my next step.
That's something you've always talked about, is getting an indoor pool, but because we are almost at the end of February, and if you look at the forecast, there's no sign of winter. I know it feels like it right now, but we are right on the cusp of breaking open with the weather, and everybody, it has a pent-up frustration from all the gray we have seen. But today here in Michigan, it might be a little cold, but it is beautiful and sunny, and a great time to start thinking backyard pools and spas.
Staycations.
There you go.
Stay home. Why drive north and fight the traffic and pay the high taxes for a second place?
You're right. Hey, why not? But, you know, for years, Chuck, we've, you know, spas or ice. You have a hot tub at your place up north. You love the hot tub, don't you?
We've got one at home. You know, we got a jetted tub in the master suite there. The kids don't know about it, so don't. Hopefully they're not listening.
But they have come so far over the last decade or two as far as their efficiency, how much less they cost to run, how much easier they are to maintain with a lot of the equipment. And at one point, I think that turned a lot of people, especially, you know, that turned a lot of people off. Not anymore. These spas here, and they got some swim spas here, which are phenomenal. And I was talking to one guy that says it cost him $20 a month more to run it.
Exactly. Plus, they have saunas. I've got a sister who's got, they're very wealthy. They have a sauna, and the restorative nature of that heat on your body.
Oh, yeah.
Allstate Home Leisure has them, I think, featured here as well.
Yes, and we're going to be talking to them a little bit later on in the show as well. And there's a lot of great professionals here at the show. So if you're at home and you're wondering what to do today, come on down to Suburban Collection Showplace. They'll be open until 8 o'clock tonight. And check out all the cool spas and pools featured here at the Backyard Pool and Spa Show.
I'm with you.
All great stuff. Hey, I want to make sure people had a chance yesterday. And if they didn't, we want them to go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, or go to Detroit News and look at the Inside Outside Guys article on Dex. And, you know, Chuck, we are starting to shift. You know, this is a time of year that we're starting to shift towards spring. And Dex is a big issue coming out of a winter, especially when it comes to safety. Right, bud?
Yeah, and that article deals with safety. It deals with specification issues if you're going to have one built. It deals with value issues if you're going to invest the money. And we gave people a great reference in Jeff Wiedner from Dexon Limited in that article. So we gave them a resource as well. So there's no excuse not to have that brand new deck to hold your jacuzzi or to lead you into your new pool or spa.
Well, you know, that's funny you say that because, listen, how many decks have we seen? Now, I don't think I've seen any personally, but you go online, you see them all over the place where people put a brand new jacuzzi and they fill it full of water. And maybe right then or maybe later on in the night they hear a giant crash because they didn't have
That's not funny. I shouldn't laugh.
That would be funny if it happened to you, I know. But because they just put it on a deck, they thought it would hold it. They didn't think twice about it. And if you're going to have a hot tub on a deck, you're going to have to reinforce that deck. And someone like you referenced, Jeff Wiedner from Decks Unlimited, would be a great guy to call for that. So.
Absolutely, and you've got to design specifically for that. The article addresses the fact that when people undertake a DIY project like that, they underbuild it, they underspecify it, they overbuild the square footage. And if you deal with someone like Decks Unlimited, the article makes it very clear that you can actually get better value because they will design based on that, you know, new hot tub you're going to place out there, or the, you know, the grill and the dinette set that you got to have for the 8 people you're going to have rather than 100 people that you'll never have.
You're right, and so right, Chuck. And it's so important that people today on a great day maybe take a look down at their deck and take a look at where their fasteners are at, or take a look at where the ledger, where it meets your house, and make sure there's no punky wood, no rotting, no major mold around any of those areas, because how terrible would you feel if something happened, if you brought your family over for a party and your deck collapsed or the railings failed as someone was leaning against them?
The graduation parties that people are going to be throwing, you know, in a couple of months, they get a group out there and that deck collapses and someone gets injured. Talk about ruining a great experience otherwise. So we strongly advise you to read that article and take advantage of the professionals we've got for you.
We do. We also strongly advise people to come on down here to the Suburban Collection Showplace for the rest of the day and tomorrow from 11 till 5 to the backyard pool and spa show. We want people to stick around if you're thinking about getting a pool. We've got a big name in the pool industry coming up, John Beninati from Beninati Pools. And we're going to be talking to John about what's going on here and some of the pools and spas that are available to the listeners out there.
But, you know, if your house doesn't have a great roof on it, then the deck is really a moot point. And you and I have a ton of faith in Mark Kramer and a company called Kearns Brothers Roofing. Man, y'all got to get down here. Water is such a great thing. We all vacation on the shoreline. We all travel thousands of miles in February to see water. And people got to remember that if you don't love your water at home, you're not going to use it. And we want to make sure you understand with a reverse osmosis filtration system like Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions can supply, you can get rid of contaminants in your water that you don't even know are there. Salts, sediments, microplastics, if that isn't scary, various chemicals, and even pharmaceuticals. Love your water. Keep in mind, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
Great job, Chuck. And anyone that has a pool or has a spa wants to make sure from the start that they start with clean, fresh water before they put it into these new beautiful spas we have down here. Hey, right now we have Mr. John Beninati from Beninati Pools. John is not only the owner of Beninati Pools, but he is also the president of the Backyard and Spa Professionals of Michigan. And John's here to talk about this fantastic show we have going on down here and why people listen want to come here today. John, how you doing, sir?
Good, good. I'd like to welcome you guys out to the show.
Thank you.
Doesn't it look great here today?
Looks phenomenal. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
There's over smells 40. Good. We got about 40 vendors in here today. Their show looks outstanding. It's great.
It does. It does. And you know what? It smells like spring.
Love the smell of water.
Exactly. Exactly. So tell people about the show here. Tell people about your organization and how you can help people out there.
Well.
And why people should come down here today.
You should come down here today because all of the best pool professionals are here. This is our official show. We've been here for, we've been doing this show for 28 years. This is our 28th show this year. Oh. And there's just a great bunch of people here, the cream of the crops here today.
We'll talk about some of those professionals and why it's important. If I'm listening right now and I'm a pool or a spa professional and I'm not part of your organization, why would I want to become part of your organization?
I think people need to understand that all the codes and standards that are written for the pool industry here are written from our National Association, and the International Code Council accepts those into code. So the code book for the state of Michigan is here from our association. So that's kind of how it works. We're the local group, and we support the national group here. So we have a lot of Pool and Hot Tub Alliance members here at the show, a lot of certified guys here. And nowhere else can you come to see. Of course, we have tons of hot tubs here. You can't come anywhere else. There's no other show you can come to and shop everybody at the same time.
You're right.
There's so many different tubs, varieties, swim spas here. You name it. You can shop them all at the same time. It saves you, I don't know, a month's worth of work just simply coming here and spending a day here. But,
you're
of
right.
course, we also have a ton of great pool builders here, too. Vinyl liner guys, fiberglass guys, gunite guys. You understand there's three different types of pools. So we've also have a new educational big booth in here our association has put together. So if you have any questions, you want to sit down with the professional, and maybe you want to see the different types of pools. We have cutaways for pools here so you can understand how these pools are built. We have some really great displays here with verbal speed drive pumps and, you know, control systems. We run all these pools today from your phone. All these new pools have download the app. You can turn everything on and off.
So when you're heading home, if you want to turn the heat up on the pool, you can do it before you get home? Is that it? Or?
Yes. If you're driving home from, I don't know, your cousin's birthday party, you can turn your hot tub on while you're driving home and heat it up and jump into it. And, of course, if there's somebody here, if you can't find someone to help you, our association booth, our educational booth, will take your number and we'll give you or we'll send you to Pool and Hot Tub Alliance official member, certified installer, service tech, too.
Well, John, it's all about outdoor living, and so is this show we're having here, along with the pools and hot tub. You have some landscapers here. You got some deck guys here, some fence guys here, because yeah. Outdoor, how long have you been doing this, John, working in the pool industry? I'm guessing your entire life.
Since 99, yes.
Yeah.
And we're a full-service company. We're in downtown Utica next to Jimmy John's Field. We have a retail store there. We sell hot tubs from spas. I have an amazing service department. I have just the greatest bunch of guys. And of course, everybody knows we've built a lot of gunite pools in the area. We're full service. We do renovation work. If you have an old pool, we can take care of you. We do a lot of weekly maintenance and what have you. But let's talk about the show here. I mean,
sure.
you just simply don't be fooled by some imposter show. This is the show to come to. And I think you need to understand, too, there's three different types of pools out there. There's steel wall vinyl liners. So we have a display here at the professional booth, the gunite display. There's fiberglass guys in here with displays all over the place, so we can kind of find something that fits in your budget and maybe meet your design requirements. Nowhere else can you come talk to everybody. You don't have to have 50 guys to your house. Just come here.
Right.
An appointment. They'll come out and see you in your home, too.
And the way these pools, the filtration systems, the spas, the way they've changed over the years as far as maintenance, I got to imagine they've just come a long way since you've been part of the industry.
Yes, we have very, very efficient and quiet pumps today, which are on display here. I wanted to mention the guys over at Art Grace's guys at Clearwater Livonia did an awful lot of work putting these displays together here in the professional booth. And you may catch Art in here, too. Art's certified in everything you can think of.
He is.
Over there.
Yeah, he really
over
is.
There. He's in booth waiting for everybody to get here.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat to walk through all that stuff and see that. There's also, I'm going to run through the list here if you don't mind.
Oh,
by the way, hours. We're here from 11 to 8 today and 11 to 5 tomorrow. Okay? That'll give you enough time to get down here. Pick up the kids, come on down. And there's a lot of stuff to do down there. There's a bounce house for the kids. They'll bring the kids along. There's a putting green. There's a driving range that Connor from Epic Turf was very gracious to bring in here. So if you want to do some putting or keep the exhaust the kids a little bit at the putting green, go ahead with that. I'm going to run down the list here who's in here real quick. Jimmy from Antonelli Pools is here. He's got a great display over in the corner. We've got Blue High and Jury over here on the other side of the booth here. We've got a number of, probably four or five fiberglass builders in here alone. Where can you get all those guys together all at once? Donnie over at Custom Pools has a great booth over here. Lots of pictures. They're good people. Connor, again, I mentioned him at the booth with the putting green turf and what have you. We brought in everything you could think of for your backyard this year. We've got turf guys, concrete guys, brick paver guys. We're backyard water, you name it, it's here. If you want to look at pool cleaners, hey, come to my booth.
John Benedetti.
We've got a display here.
Okay? Thank you so much for coming on. You are absolutely one of our go-to experts when it comes to pools and spas, and we appreciate you coming on today. We have a lot more show left coming up.
Thank you.
We do, and we want to remind everybody, if you're going to spruce up the exterior of that home before you do that backyard spa, call MacFarland Painting and give your house an entirely new look. Okay, we want to see you people down here. You've got until 8 o'clock this evening today and 11 to 5 tomorrow. It's a family event. There's no excuse. Come on down and spend some money.
Hey, bring your swim trunks. Test out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, I got mine in here somewhere. My bag. So.
I don't even want to think about you and Speedo.
No, you don't. Hey, take a second to thank everyone that's here. So everyone that's coming on with us today, it's a really good show down here, and people get a chance to come down here and check out this show. Open till 8 o'clock tonight, from 11 to 5 tomorrow at the Suburban Collection Showplace. And people just heard John Benedetti talk about the great organization that puts this together. He wanted me to put a couple more names out there that he wanted to thank who are part of this association. Yep. Craig from Leisure Works Hot Tubs. You got Matt from MEI Construction. And Scott Hoover, Midwest Pools. Kevin from Exterior. Great professionals down here. And with us right now to talk more about these professionals down here is Chris Ferris, who's on the board of directors of the Backyard Pool and Spa Professionals. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So what do you have at your house?
I have a desire to be in Florida, and be warm like Chuck. He's got it figured out, doesn't he?
Yeah.
No, I actually moved from my – I have an indoor pool in my summer home.
But, you do?
Yeah, but I have a small condo. I live down here. I sold my house down here and got simplified.
You know, ever since I've known my partner, that's always been his dream, is to build an indoor pool.
Yeah, they can be good and certainly take away the weather in a little bit.
Well, you know, something that's not a lot of people talk about, Chris, is the benefits of a pool for health.
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of people can't even walk. Yep. It hurts to walk. You know, it hurts to do any kind of physical exercise at all until they get in the pool. Right?
Exactly right. Yeah, it's a low impact. You're working all muscle groups with, you know, not a lot of resistance. And it's, they say it's one of the most healthy workouts you can have is swimming in a pool, as well as a hot tub. The hydrotherapy elements and benefits to autistic children and other things from a hot tub environment are very, very meaningful.
And people need to consider all of that. Tell us, what are some of the goals of your association? How do you guys give back to the community?
Yeah, so the show is our catalyst to what we do year round. So we have this show and we own this show, and we do it for a couple of reasons. One, to bring to the consumer under one roof as many of the service providers that they're looking for in their backyard. And as you know, doing what you do, the backyard has become not just a pool. It's an outdoor kitchen. It's an outdoor pavement area or paver area.
It's an outdoor lifestyle.
Basketball courts, everything. So we do that for that reason, for the consumer, to bring them to one place. And if you don't find what you're looking for here, we have a booth here in our educational pavilion that we can help direct you, take your information down to other people that may not be with us on the show this day and that can get in touch with you to help you with that. But the catalyst that we use to use the show to make money, obviously, that we can put back into the community. So three things that are really important to us is education of our providers so that the end user, the consumer, is not taken advantage of, that has professional standards, that has it built to the code. There's a pool code in Michigan that many people don't know.
We'll be talking about that a little later on the show.
And but what we do on the charity side of things is we're very excited that we have been a partner to the Fallen Wounded Soldiers Fund of Michigan, which is a great organization, all volunteer like this association, all volunteer, and 98 cents of every dollar raised through the Fallen Wounded Soldiers goes directly to the veterans to help them, which is an amazing statistic. So every year we have a golf outing. It's usually the third Wednesday of every August, and we have it at Fox Hills this year. And we have some representatives from the veterans, but we have about 150 golfers we're expecting this year that come out and raise money for that effort, and then we give them a charitable contribution to that effort on their part. And then we also added this year, which is something in our wheelhouse a little bit more, is the Step in the Swim program with the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance that's located, our national organization that's located out of Washington. And Rowdy Gaines, you may know that name from back in the 80s.
Sure.
Three-time gold medalist. He's actually our partner in that. And Rowdy leads that organization to help us give back to Michigan. So we give him, say, for example, for every dollar we give him, they'll match a dollar back. So this year we're excited to give $10,000 worth of swim lessons to underprivileged or less privileged children from 1 to 4 years old to teach them safe swimming, to teach them the benefits of swimming, like you said, the exercise benefits and all those things like that. So it's this is what the show is all about.
Excellent.
Man, I just love that. And the Step Into Swim program is what I wanted to have you talk a little bit more about, Chris, because that's awesome.
It is. So the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance, which is our mother, you know, that's what we're a part of. We're the Michigan chapter of that organization. So last year, for example, they gave $750,000 in grants to education for swimming as well as safe swimming lessons. So we were partnering with them. I mean, his team does it all, really. We just kind of say, hey, this is where we want it to go, and we can delegate into the state of Michigan where we want that money to come back to.
You know, I absolutely love that. My youngest daughter was born August 13th, 2000, and I was lucky enough to have a pool. I built a pool the year before she was born.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee she wasn't home a week, and she was in the pool with me.
Yeah.
And I was dunking her head underwater, getting her used to it, and she's never had an issue. Chuck's children the same way. There's a lot of children out there that aren't that lucky, that don't have the opportunity to get to a pool. And it's so important that everyone learns how to swim.
Safely. That's right. So safe swimming is important. I mean, the best thing you can do is obviously adult supervision to protect your child.
Sure.
But certainly them being equipped with proper swimming techniques, and if you get into trouble in the water, how to get out of trouble, those are the things that are important to us, because nobody likes a pool that has a tragedy. And there's this completely avoidable by adult supervision and proper technique.
And new technologies as well.
100%. Yeah, there's pool alarms that if somebody hits the water, it'll send the signal. There's little wristbands that like a nursery monitor almost, where you can put it on a primary child's age and it comes in primary colors. And if they hit the wall with that waistband, it'll send an alarm to your thing to say, hey, something's going on. So a lot of things that, you know, make it. And most people, 50% of people that grow up with a pool end up buying a pool as an adult. Because
I had a pool as a kid.
Sure, there you go. Because it's a great memory, right? You know from your own experience, your child, you know where your kids are. They're in your backyard.
Ask my therapist. It was the only good one I had.
You know, you're right about that, Chris, because also if your kids are in your backyard, their friends are going to be there, and you'll be able to literally kind of nurture a larger group as a good parent.
100%. You become the Kool-Aid mom and dad. And,
yeah.
I mean, it may be expensive with hot dog and Kool-Aid, but you know where the kids are, and you can monitor their behaviors and teach them other things. So you're absolutely right.
And Chris, you guys at the Backyard Pool and Spa Association are talking Chuck in my language because the kids.
Absolutely.
And you have to, and the veterans. I mean, kids and veterans, Chuck, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Chuck and I would like to know more about the golf outing.
Yeah,
We'd love to be there.
We'd love to have you. Yeah, it's a terrific event. I think you'll really enjoy it. And like I said, it's for a good cause. So we all like to get away and golf, but it's also for a great cause.
Yeah, I marked it on my calendar, third weekend of August already.
Perfect. Yeah, August 16th, 2023. And in case you forget, there's PSAs running on your on WJR throughout the year about it, so you'll remember again.
Are there
again.
Really?
Yeah, there are.
Are there really?
Yeah, so it's a good thing.
So the children, I mean, yeah. I imagine when you start a lot of kids, they've never even been in a pool.
Exactly. And well, like you said, so socioeconomically, they're not having a lot of pools in those neighborhoods, perhaps. Okay, but then they may be introduced to swimming at an event somewhere else. So if they go ill-equipped, I don't know what water is. I don't know how to tread water, how to swim water, how to get out of water if I need to. I don't know how to call for help. Those things are important. The better, I mean, as in anything, I mean, you guys do a ton of shows with every expert in every field having to do with inside, outside, right? So as with anything, the more you know, the better equipped you are to make good decisions and to have a good success with whatever you're purchasing or whatever you're doing. So,
Chris, we live in the Great Lakes State. I used to work with inner city kids in Flint, Michigan, who had never even seen a Great Lakes shoreline and in some cases never been to a lake.
Isn't
so
that something?
What you guys do is awesome.
Yeah, and I think the more educated we can have our consumer about proper building technique, like I said, Art's going to talk about that, Sung's going to talk about that coming up in a couple of segments. But, I mean, all those things, they coalesce into what we're trying to do. I mean, this is what the Associate's about. We're all volunteers, so we're not getting paid to give our time, but we're passionate about it because we believe in it. And
well, seeing that you're all volunteers, how can people help?
They can help by going to backyardpoolshow.com. There's a charity tab at this point on there that they can click to see how they can contribute. Even if you can't golf or you can't attend, you can contribute still with auction items and coming, of course.
Volunteering
time, yep. I mean, it's all, you know, listen, we live in an age where community doesn't necessarily always mean as much as it used to. And for us, it's very important to say we're a part of a bigger picture here. This is not an individual pursuit. We're trying to help. And like Chuck said, you know, in Flint, they've never even seen the shorelines. And I would argue many of them have never seen an indoor pool or an outdoor pool even that's well kept.
Right.
Okay. So it's all a way to give back to the community. That's what we're about in many ways, in charitable efforts, but equally important in proper building techniques and standards and who to use and what to look for when you're hiring a contractor. We're all spending money. It's a lot of money no matter who you choose. Okay, you may save a few grand here or there with the next guy or the next girl that's doing that service, but you want to make sure they're building to the standards that the association backs. And we wrote the code book, and you'll hear more about that later.
Ooh, the association. So if I'm looking for a pool or a hot tub, I want to make sure that the person I'm purchasing from is part of the backyard pool.
Well, because the backyard pool, one, we authored the code book. So the state of Michigan adopted our code book. We wrote the standards. We wrote the proper building techniques, the proper safe building techniques, the proper techniques that will give you a long-term success
I'm
with
impressed.
That product. So we wrote that book. So
you
that's
do.
One reason that we have credential training that Art will talk to you about. I don't want to steal his thunder, but we have training that's parallel to that book. So if these gentlemen, men and women come into our association, they join our association, they avail themselves of that training, they're going to know the proper code, the absolute proper code that the state of Michigan is requiring.
Chris Ferris, great information. We really appreciate you coming on and being with us here at the Inside Outside Guys. We'll talk to you more, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
Wow.
Too.
Hey, want to remind everybody that part of that beautiful look of the exterior of your home is concrete. That is gorgeous, that won't decay, that won't spall, that won't chip, and can have literally a custom logo like Michigan State University right in the middle of it if that's what you like. And, of course, the company that's going to do that for you is Motor City Floors and Coatings. Welcome back, everybody. We want you out here. You've got until 8 o'clock tonight, and you've got 11 a.m. to 5 tomorrow at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Shame, shame, shame if you don't bring your kids out here.
It is a balmy 70 degrees in here, and it's going to stay that way all day. So, once again, bring your kids. It is a great place. And, again, a lot of the vendors I see have candy. So
really? If you'll excuse me next segment, then I'm going to go take my trick-or-treat bag around and fill it.
There you go.
Hopefully they've got chocolate. You know, Ken, we're going to talk to a gentleman shortly about the codes and standards that Chris referred to earlier, but there's one that you and I have to watch out for, and most of our listeners. It's the lawn police over the next 5 to 10 years, because they're going to make us, or try to make us, get rid of our grass.
Over my dead body.
It's a bane on Mother Nature. along the lines of the discussions you and I have had about not being able to waste water because you sprinkle it, it goes into the ground or it evaporates and comes back as rain. The xeriscaping push for people to get rid of grass and plant only native plants that don't require water is huge. And I guarantee you, by the time you and I are put 6 feet under, we will have talked on this show about new local ordinances, maybe state and national, that don't let us put grass around our house.
Yeah, good luck. Good. I know just sometimes you mention stuff, I just don't know what to say, and I'm a radio guy, so that really can't happen.
But and you're hard to shut up.
Yeah, you're right. Same people that want to take away our gas stoves and everything else, you know. But in the, you know, the Sunshine State or Arizona, I'd have no problem with that because you can't grow grass anyway. So
exactly,
if you put a white stone or a lava rock all over your lawn, you don't have to worry about mowing anymore, and that's just one less maintenance issue. But here in Michigan, everybody has to keep up with their neighbors, so that's not going
to
happen.
You'd have to wear shoes though if you walked outside then. Because I don't see you walking over hot rock in the middle of the day.
Well, it depends, Chuck. If you were on the other side, I would do that.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Hey, we also want to remind everybody, you and I are working 3 hours today and tomorrow.
We are. We are, yeah. We have
a brutal gig.
A brutal gig, a bonus show, the Education Hour coming up today and tomorrow. Today will be at the Great Lakes Builders Show, sponsored by CAM, the Construction Association of Michigan. And then tomorrow we're going to be talking to our good friend Tim Percassi at Pro Home Improvement. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. You did a good job, buddy. I'm just going to shut up and listen.
Wow. It's going to be an awful boring show then, Chuck. But that's not going to happen. Hey, I know how to pronounce name. Right now we have Mr. Sung Cho with us. And Sung is here to talk about the pool code standards, a lot to do with the equipment out there, correct?
Correct.
So, yep. Tell us about that. I mean, from my day when I was a kid, and the pumps and the filters and all that kind of stuff, they're pretty basic. How much have they changed over the years?
They have changed quite a bit over the years. In this industry, a lot of the tech is lower tech, but with the increased focus on indoor air health, that has really changed a lot of the technology when it comes to treating your water. So just to back up for a moment, there are pool and spa codes throughout the country, and each state's adopted their three different codes. But then there's also standards for the equipment. Okay. And so there's two separate things. You can think of the equipment standards as being the ingredients for the recipe to put in your code. So the code talks about how you operate a pool, and then if you install a filter, you install a pump, should that be a certified device or not certified? And so for our industry, residential areas are not required to have certified equipment. However, commercial areas, so those public use, when you go to a city pool or
a hotel, motel.
Okay. So in those areas, they are required to have certified equipment. And just a quick stat out there for you. For companies that actually have current certifications, about 47% of their products fail the initial time they try to go through certification. And for those companies who don't have any certifications on their equipment, over 90% of their equipment fails to meet minimum standards for health. And we're talking about structural and performance, so how well they treat your water.
So what kind of standard, I mean, when somebody comes to the show today and purchases a spa for their backyard, their deck, their great room, what kind of questions should they ask regarding that, the standards and the certifications?
When we talk about hot tubs or spas in your backyard, there's the electrical standard. That's not going to catch on fire. There's no shocking hazards. But then there's also the performance requirements that you find in this industry. NSF standard 50 is a popular one. And there's another one, APSB 16, which talks about suction entrapment. And it's a federal law that you have appropriately certified covers. Manufacturer can't manufacture a suction outlet without that being certified now.
And that's so important. The stuff Chuck and I go over from roofs to windows, now pools, that need certification, and what you're mentioning right there. If a tragedy happens with someone in a pool and that company is not certified, they're going to have more liability. That's absolutely just the bottom line. These certifications will help those tragedies from not happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you talk about suction fittings, with that Virginia Graham Baker Act, that is a federal law that anybody who manufactures and sells a suction fitting has to be certified to that standard. But when you talk about your filters, your UV equipment, your ozone equipment that helps treat the water, if you're building a pool in your backyard, that doesn't have to be certified equipment. So how do you know that's treating your water? In an indoor air situation, it's really apparent, because when you walk into an indoor facility, you can smell.
You're right. Yeah. And that's one of the big things, because you are introducing so much humidity into that indoor facility that they need to be able to know how to handle that air, or you're going to see a lot of problems. Also with the equipment, I mean, if it's not installed properly, are there potential health issues as far as the water goes?
Absolutely. So, again, mentioning when you walk into an indoor facility and you smell that, what most people think is chlorine.
Right.
That's actually off-gassing of chloramines, and you're not treating your water properly. So that burning you feel in your nose, that's actually happening to your lungs and your eyes. So that a lot of swimmers will get asthma because they don't have properly certified equipment.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So is it a reasonable assumption that the people at this show are aware of all of that? I think Chris made that point. And that our buyers today at this show don't have to worry about that so much? Or do we need further education?
Education is greatly needed in the residential arena. So, again, there are laws and codes that states adopt to require that of public facilities, but not of residential builds. And, you know, having certified equipment is half the battle. And the next gentleman coming on will talk about personal qualifications or professional qualifications. So if you don't have the equipment to be able to treat the water well, what's that professional going to do when they step into your pool? They're going to put chemicals in there. They're going to try to do what they can. But at the end of the day, if your equipment can't keep up, what are you going to do?
And this is, like you say, air. This is something that you are diving in. You are absorbing. You know, the air you're breathing, you want to make sure it's the healthiest water possible.
Absolutely, yes.
Wow.
There's studies out there. Every swimmer drinks ingest a little bit of water, but a lot of that dermal absorption and some of the chemicals you put into your pool as well, you really should be concerned about that and look for those certifications that they're not causing long-term health issues. So there are certifications for pool chemicals.
Yeah, I mean, too much chlorine in a pool, that has very serious health consequences.
Absolutely, and having those equipment that are certified can help reduce your chlorine demand. So you use less chemicals throughout the season.
Yeah. Sung Cho, who's on the board of directors here with the Backyard Pool and Spa Show, what great information. It really is. A lot of people are out there going, I think I need to get our equipment checked in our pool. We're going to be here. The show is open until 8 o'clock tonight at the Suburban Collection Show. Please come on down. Sung, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you for having me on.
Appreciate it.
You know, he did a great job of letting us understand that we need to ask about that certified equipment. And if you're thinking about your furnace or your air conditioning unit this summer in the same regard, you can do away with those concerns if you deal with a professional company like you'll find at C&C Heating and Air Conditioning. Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. Want to remind everybody this pool and spa show. Something we have not yet spoken to that is really important. The neuroscience division, I guess, of the medical industry. What I'm saying that
you're
generally
scaring me, Chuck.
No, they tell us about the wonderful therapeutic effects of water and proximity to water, the sound of water, the smell of water. You talked about the smell in here.
Sure.
And it's interesting. Everybody's seen ads for the Calm app that you can get on your phone to help you go to sleep at night or relax during the day for 5 minutes. They say the most popular sounds that people go to on the Calm app are sounds associated with water. like rain on leaves, things like that. I thought that was interesting.
It's funny you say that, Chuck. As I've gotten older, I've started developing...
Ooh, boy, I know, talk about an understatement.
I started developing tinnitus. When I was young, I used to love to rock out. If there was a stereo around, it was going to go up all the way. I've spent my life shooting a lot of guns, a lot of noise. I developed tinnitus. And a few years ago, of course, when I go to bed, that's when I really notice it more because everything's off. And every night now, Chuck, I turn on my Calm app. Every night, no matter where I'm at. Now, I used to do it...
Seriously?
Every night. I used to do it over Alexa, but I can't take her everywhere I go. I do take my cell phone everywhere I go. And every night before I fall asleep, it's what's the name of it? Thunderstorms by the Sea or something like that.
So you do a water sound?
Every night. And what's funny is my buddy Steve Makus is listening, I help him with, and Steve's quite the snorer. So when we're at deer camp, I turn that sucker up all the way, and it drowns all that stuff out as well. And it drowns off the ringing of my tinnitus with that sound.
So there you go. So we want people to understand that if people far smarter than you and I have said being around water, being in safe, clean water, being proximate, you know, is healthy. It's good for you.
And you know what? Healthy water, just like we talk about healthy air. Stagnant air is not good at all. Stagnant water is not good at all. You want it to be moving. So at your house, you know, we get this question a lot, especially this time of year, Chuck, through the InsideOutsideGuys.com, is what should I be doing with my fan? Should my fan be running constantly in our house on our furnace? And our response is yes. If you continue to move that air in your house, you will have cleaner air and you will have more comfortable air.
You know, it's funny. Pat Kelly told us years ago, probably 14, 15 years ago, and it's so obvious, but none of us think about it. You cannot clean air if you're not moving it past a filter.
Right. Same thing with water, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And, right. You know, Art Grace is going to be coming on. Art Grace from Clearwater Livonia is going to be coming on with us in just a couple of minutes. And I remember him years ago talking to you and I about salt-free treatment of water. And we'll have to get him on that topic again if we get a chance.
Well, I mean, I would think it has to be healthier, a lot less irritant to the eyes. Whenever I'm in a pool that is salt-free, so much easier when you get it out. At your age, Chuck, now I know when you were a kid and our kids, we loved pools. Love the water. Are you still as much in love with the water as you were when you were a kid?
I am. I'll tell you. And I really believe in the therapeutic. You know, Sung was making reference to that. Chris was making reference to that. But just getting in it and the fact that it's a low to no impact way to exercise. I also am a big believer, you know, that you get in. It's good for the respiratory system. You hold your breath. You give your chance and your for your body and lungs to absorb more oxygen and to be more in control of the, you know, that system. You're aware of it, certainly when you're under the water and can't breathe.
You know, absolutely. I can remember so many years in my career whenever I'd work in the northern suburbs, I would just sweat my butt off during the day in the summertime. And I would always find a local lake that I could go to at lunch or after work and just jump in. Just jump in the lake for a few minutes, cool down, and I tell you, I love the water. Whenever I get a chance to swim, I'm swimming. I know you feel the same way. And I tell you what I can't stand is ocean water. Growing up in the Great Lakes and having us fresh water everywhere else, I don't even want to go near the ocean as far as going into it. Tastes terrible. Nothing good about it.
You know, it's funny you mention that because my son and I, we like to go out into Lake Huron at night. And I would never do that. I mean, I might as well put a shirt on that says, hey, dinner's here for all the stuff in the ocean when you go out at night. but you're right. You can go in any Michigan waters, a backyard pool or spa, any time of day or night and not worry about that stuff. And it's just so good for you mentally and physically.
It really is. And some people may not be able to get out. We want them to come down here today to the Backyard Pool and Spa Show, which is going to be open till 11 o'clock today from 11 till 5 tomorrow. For tickets and information, people can go to the backyardpoolshow.com. And, you know, Chuck, we said earlier, it's great therapeutic. Everything that here is therapeutic. And these are not your parents, or these are not ours when we were younger, spas and pools. They actually have these swim spas, which are both. It's a pool and a spa.
It's amazing, isn't it? And I also, I got a reference again, Chris Ferris, talking about that Step Into Swim program for kids. If you're listening and you know of a family that's got young children that does not have access to water, then contact this organization and get your kids in that Step Into Swim program. It's free. Why wouldn't you?
No, that's a great point. That's a great point. Something you and I'm glad we're here too, Chuck, because you heard John Beninati talk earlier about the different kinds of pools that are out there. And when people buy a house that has an existing pool in it, you've really got to take a look at that pool because it could be a major money sucker if it's not up to snuff. Is that a fair way to say it?
And a liability, like you said earlier, you used that word, and I agree with you 1,000%. So would you suggest when you call like Terry Russell for a pre-purchase home inspection, you say to Terry, how much extra would it be to look at this backyard pool system, heating, you know, system, water purification system that's tied to it, and have that thoroughly inspected by a true professional, somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, and if you're looking at a pool this time of year, someone has a backyard pool, I would wait. I would want that cover off. I would want to see inside of that pool before we purchase the pool. That's tough to do this time of year because it's important to keep that cover on and water still in the pool. Hey, coming up, we're going to have Mr. Art Grace, good friend of the show. We've known Art for years. He's going to be talking about some codes and some standards for pool. He's an absolute wizard. And then a little bit later on in the show, we're going to have our good friend Tony Palmieri coming on the show. And stick around for more, Chuck.
I know it's going to be fantastic. And we also want to remind people that, you know, during this bitter cold weather we had 2 weeks ago, the mice were looking to your house, your garage, your crawl space for a new residence. But we've got a company, Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control, that can take care of that for you and remove the concern. Rove Pest Control. Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. Got a lot going on in these 2 hours, but we're going to have special bonus hours both today and tomorrow from 12 to 1 o'clock. And we've got some great announcements, but I also know that tomorrow from 12 to 1, when we talk to Tim Porcasse from Pro Home Improvement, he's going to offer a fantastic special to our listeners that are looking to get rid of the house uglies. So let's make sure that we remind people of that today and tomorrow, Ken.
Yes, sir. We'll make sure to do that right now. We are broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace in the backyard pool and spa show. We want people to get down here. Doors just opened. People are starting to file in right now. They are open to 8 p.m. today and from 11 till 5 tomorrow. For tickets and information, go to backyardpoolshow.com. Chuck, we have an old friend with us, buddy. Known this guy pretty much since we started the show. Mr. Yeah. Art Grace from Clearwater Construction, who's also on the board of directors of the Pool and Backyard Spa Show. How you doing, old friend?
Hey, doing
and
great.
And when I say old friend, I do mean old friend.
Yeah, I know.
Both ways.
We can say that to you, Art, because we're right there with you.
Amen, brother.
Art, how long have you been doing this, man?
I've been doing this, it seems like a lifetime. It's coming up on 35 years now. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 35 years.
Well, you're going to catch up with us eventually.
Oh,
we've gotten to know you and your family over the years.
Yes.
And Clearwater Construction, you guys do a lot of pools, a lot of heating and cooling. I know you got a license for just about every trade in the state of Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Even though you only need one, you wanted more education, and we respect that.
Yep.
Being on the board here, let's talk about why did you decide to be on the board? Talk a little bit about this show, and then we'll get into some of the codes that are so important to you and why that is so important.
Well, it has come to my attention over the years that there are so many unlicensed, unprofessional people that represent themselves as pool builders, or they're a landscape company that can put a pool in your backyard, but they don't have a license. And they don't understand all the impacts, the safety issues, electrocution, drowning.
Soils.
Yeah. That's a whole nother thing. And we've seen so many pools through the years that have come out of the ground because they weren't installed correctly. And just a number of disasters that have gone on through the years. And the more I learn, and I'm still learning every day, you know, it 35 years later, I'm still on it.
Well, new technologies, you got to keep up with them, right?
Right. Yeah. So I'm now on the National Education Board for the Pool and Spa Association. And we're developing new programs, new classes every month that come out that are intended for training new young professionals coming into this field.
And these are certification classes that these licensed, if they're licensed, need to have for continued education hours.
Well, that is correct. And we're now recognized by the U.S. Labor Board with those. So even union plumbers can become certified as pool professionals. Okay. And this is huge. It's a step in the right direction.
I'm a homeowner, and I've decided I want a pool. I want an in-ground pool. What are some of the questions I should be asking when the person's in front of me?
Are you a member of any pool and spa association like the National Pool and Spa Association that we represent here today? That's the first question. And then, what are your references? Give me three references of people that I can talk to that you've either built a pool for or that I can talk to that know you. And then the third thing I would tell any customer, go to the local municipality in your town. Do you know who this guy is? Do you know what his reputation is? Can you give me any references to the quality of his work? Those are the three key things. It's always good to check in with one of the local evaluations that are available to us, but this is the key. You know who you're working with.
Art, a lot of the spas that people will buy are self-contained units. They are a closed-loop water system, but they still require an electrical hookup. When I buy one, is that going to be something that's included, or do I have to look for it myself or ask about it?
Most of the companies that sell spas here at the show will have a list of licensed electricians that are capable of pulling a permit and installing it and having it inspected. There's also a requirement now for even the self-contained units to meet the equipotential bonding grid requirement.
What is that, Art?
It's an equipotential bonding grid, and that is the safety around the outside of the spa so that a person doesn't get electrocuted when they step out of their spa.
I don't understand. I mean, it's water and electricity. Why is it so important? I'm glad you both laughed.
I'm sorry.
Of course, that is 100%
a great question.
But that's what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely.
And if someone buys a spa, mm-hmm. and they have their cousin's friend's uncle do it who's in apprenticeship and says, I can do this no problem.
Right.
Talk about some of the consequences of that.
We have seen, as a matter of fact, Detroit Edison sent us out to a pool in Saline. Now, this is a pool, and they were getting 3.5 volts of electricity coming off a concrete deck adjacent to a pool. And they couldn't find it, so they sent us out there. We went out. We pulled the electrical meter out of the house, right? So there's no power going to the house. It still had 3.5 volts at the pool.
Oh, my gosh.
So we ended up looking at pictures and finding out that there was never a bonding grid installed on this pool. We started tracing it out, and DTE ended up finding that they had one of their main lines hit by a fence guy. and they had to fix that.
Wow. You know, this is just like you, Art. We give you an inch, you take a foot. Only because you have a lot more information. You can tell our listeners, we want you to stick around a little bit. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
All right. Stick around for more with the Inside Outside Guys. Want to remind everybody, we are at the Backyard Pool and Spa Show. If you have any questions while we're here, 888-654-GUYS.
And if the cold weather hasn't been enough to get you concerned about who is servicing your equipment and what type of equipment you've got, we want you to call Sharon's Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning. Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us at the Backyard Pool and Spa Show. I want to say that I don't think we've had enough time with any of these guests today because we both have about 12 more questions to ask all of them. So maybe we get Art and Tony and Chris and John to commit to come back on in the next month or so.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Weather's getting warmer. This is just a little taste of spring here and just getting us ready for the great weather. Let's go to the phones. You know, earlier, John Benedetti mentioned three different kinds of pools.
Yes.
One that he did not mention is what's called an ICF pool. And we have Kenny from Livonia with us right now who has a question about that. Good morning, Kenny. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I had a question for your guest.
Sure. Go ahead.
In regards to ICF pools, is this something that's, is it a good idea? I mean, have you built any?
We are certified in ICF pool construction. We understand the technology. Okay. We have not built any. We've looked at a few to build, but the technology is a little less advanced than we'd like it to be.
Right.
We can actually take a gunite pool and put radiant tube heating in it and accomplish very much the same goals that you would do with an ICF construction pool.
Price point.
Art, explain to our listeners what an ICF pool would be.
So a foam block construction in the Metro Detroit area, the most common and the oldest ICF building is the Holiday Inn. It's the pink building right by the big tire as you drive along I-94. Yeah. That is the oldest construction ICF building in Michigan.
Insulated concrete form.
Insulated concrete form is what ICF stands for, yes.
And you have that done. Kenny, are you thinking about getting a pool? Is this why you're asking?
Yeah, we're definitely thinking about it. And, I mean, I've always been interested in ICF.
Okay.
It just seems like, I'm sure it's not the easiest thing to do, but it's not rocket science when it comes to building the blocks themselves, you know?
That's true.
And it sure does make sense that
that'd
be a good...
My biggest issue...
Go ahead, Kay.
Yeah, my biggest issue would be the bonding. I guess that would be the biggest question, because it is, when it comes to bonding.
Art, would that... bonding is one thing, but would that be a vinyl liner type construction, or would that be
the most? The most common would be a vinyl liner construction.
Okay. No, this would have stucco on it, a special stucco that goes on it.
Okay. That's what I was wondering, if they might do that, yeah.
Yep, that is the other possibility. And we could, either way, it could still be bonded. The technology would be almost like a fiberglass pool. You would use a bonding insert in the plumbing to bond, that's what we call the water bond. And then any of the handrails, anything around the deck of the pool would still have a created equipotential bond.
Now, let me tell you, Kenny,
makes sense.
Art Gray's company, Clearwater Construction, is located in Livonia. And Art's always been more than willing to help out any of our listeners if something that they need help with. He's the professional. So if you want to send us an email, we'll make sure to give you Art's contact information. If you're thinking about doing this, he's the guy to talk to.
No, sounds great. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate everything. Great show.
Thank you very much. Let's talk codes.
Okay? Yes, sir.
Let's talk how important those codes are and why people should make sure that they hire a contractor that pulls all the proper permits and has the certifications that you've talked about all show.
Well, it's very critical in terms of life, health, safety. When you construct a pool, you're looking at things like VGB, which doesn't get talked about much, but Virginia Graham Baker, that law was put into effect in the federal government for entrapment. So a child getting sucked to a main drain and not being able to come out. Old pools typically only have one main drain. We recommend replacing those with two because that brings the pool up to current standards. And if they're 36 inches apart, those two main drains cannot entrap a child. And that's critically important. Matter of fact, just a couple of years ago, there was a child entrapped down south of us in Tecumseh. Okay. And so that's the kind of thing that is very important when it comes to these codes. We have seen pools in the last 12 months that are not built to our current codes and standards, and that causes all kinds of danger.
And we talk health and safety, but also these pools aren't inexpensive.
No.
I mean, there are a lot of times these pools cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
How would somebody feel if they hired someone they thought was the right contractor because their kids are young and they count on this pool being there? And then something wrong goes, the pool cracks, whatever, because it wasn't done to code.
How about a customer that spends $1.75 million?
Oh, you're talking about Chuck, aren't you?
No. And does not have a completed pool 2 years later, and it's
Seriously?
Not built to code. Seriously.
How so, Art?
Well, it happened here in Michigan. And I can't say a whole lot more about it.
Did you help them out?
We are in the process of the entire association
okay.
is in the
Being
process.
Being litigated, we assume.
Yes. Yes.
So. For that kind of money, you would think so, right?
Yep.
You would think so. What about safety around the pool? You know, so, yep. kids love to run around pools.
Absolutely. And most people don't understand that there is actually a friction law for the surfaces adjacent to a pool.
You're right. Most people don't understand.
That's right. And so they want the shiniest, slickest tile coping, polished finish.
Stamped concrete. Sealed and pretty shiny, yeah.
And there's a co-friction factor. Coefficient factor. Thank you, Chuck.
That's right.
Required, and it's 0.43.
Now let's speak to that for a second because
yep.
coefficient of friction.
Yes.
I was a concrete guy for how many years?
No.
We did plenty of pool decks.
Yes.
You think I ever heard that?
Probably
no.
not.
No. And here's what happens.
Talk to me about that. All right, Ken.
And here's what happens. That kid goes running around that pool. He hits that slick new sealer you put on. He splits
right.
his head. And someone all of a sudden is out there taking samples
yep.
of what you laid down. And you are now liable for that injury. And not only that, but how horrible would I have felt if something
right.
like that happened?
Right.
These are
yep.
things people don't think about, which
no.
are so important.
No, and you're absolutely right. And we're constantly coming up against all of these challenges. And, of course, you know, as you guys know, we do commercial pools as well as residential. So every commercial pool I walk into, these are questions that are brought up, and we have to answer those questions for, you know, the nonprofit organization who has a board and they want to do fancy slick tile, and then somebody slips and falls, whose responsibility is it?
Right.
And then we get called in. How do you fix it?
How would a listener out there that's thinking about getting a pool find out some of this information?
They can reach any of us through the association, the website in the association, or they can call any of us, John Beninati over on the east side, myself in Livonia. We're all around the city, and we're here to help. That's our goal. That's our intention, is to help people get the right job done.
Now, because we're talking water, you've been a furnace heating and cooling guy, so
yes.
I'm sure you're very familiar with a lot of the filtration systems out there. Chuck had mentioned the salt systems out there. Are those getting more popular? Are they popular compared to the chlorine?
So what is happening is there's of late, there's been some transition away from salt.
Okay.
And the problem with the salt is that there are some byproducts that are now causing damage to pools. So, you know, we're trying to move people into better, more natural systems.
Are they ion systems?
Yes.
No chlorine, no salt.
Right.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I mean,
when am I building
your
pool?
Does it get healthier?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Absolutely gets healthier. We're trying to do it commercially as well as in residential pools, too.
Okay.
So this is, it's a huge step in the right direction.
What do you see are some of the biggest mistakes pool owners make?
I think probably the first biggest mistake is the guy that comes out who's not licensed, who replaces a pool heater, and we've seen a lot of this, or a pool pump, and it's not properly sized, it's not located in the right place in the backyard, it's against a window, for example, and the fumes are exhausting into the window. The piping is 1.5 inches instead of 2.5 inches. The flow rates are down. Those are all the kinds of things that we see on a regular basis.
I bet.
I mean, a typical homeowner wouldn't know any of that, right?
Yeah.
So they got to talk to somebody like you.
Yes, that's exactly the point, is licensed professionalism makes the difference in a good job versus a bad job.
Only have a couple seconds left. I remember years ago when my wife and I were looking for the pool. Back then, I actually called a guy out of the newspaper. Okay, it was like a very inexpensive pool. Okay? he comes out to me, and this was the guy that I eventually had to say, get out. Because he, you know, advertised a very inexpensive pool, and then came in and wanted to sell me a $30,000 or $40,000 pool, and I had to tell him to get out, you know, basically get out of my house.
Yep.
People to be careful of people like those.
That's right.
So when people come down here to this show today or tomorrow, they're going to find the professionals that fit the standards that we've been talking about all day.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Gart, thank you for coming out today, buddy.
Hey, you know, it's good to see you guys. It's Chuck, it's been a long time. Let's stay in touch.
God bless you. Absolutely. We'll use you as a reference here in the very near future, Art. Make sure you get your contact information to us, would you?
You got it.
Hey, buddy, thanks. Good seeing you again. Tell the wife and the family we said hello, okay?
That's a deal.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, Chuck.
Stay well.
It's beautiful down here. Beautiful day. Plenty of time for people to get down here. This is a Suburban Collection show place. Don't see any solar here, Chuck, but boy, is solar getting popular, eh?
Solar is, and Art referenced proper bonding, not only of a pool or a spa, but even in your own home or any outdoor electrical needs. And you and I love the National Electrical Contractors Association as a reference resource for doing that work.
Yep. If you're thinking about solar or maybe an EV charger, you want to talk to our good friends at NECA.
Welcome back, everybody. Do appreciate you being with us. The show is almost over, at least at the Pool and Spa show for today for us, but we'll be on from 12 to 1 today, and we'll also be on tomorrow right again at 10 a.m. We bring you these experts, right? You got your pool and spa experts here at the show. We've got our deck expert at ourdeckbuilder.com, and tomorrow we're going to be talking to Jim Harper about that backyard kitchen surfacing expert, Granite Source of Michigan, right, Ken?
Yes, sir. It's time. It's starting to become the outside guy's time of year. And that starts today. And, you know, Chuck, with all the pool professionals we have out here, of course, there are pool maintenance companies that have sprung up to help people. And one here at the show, I want to make sure I get the number out to people, is American Swimming Pools. And they do pool maintenance for people. You name it, they'll take care of it. And 248-247-7121 is a
location here in Michigan. And if you want more information about that, you can send us an email at theinsideoutsideguys.com. With us right now, we have Mr. Tony Palmieri, who is the area sales manager for Allstate Home and Leisure. Tony's been on with us before. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, Tony.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are you?
We're in the midst of it. I love it. It's the season. I love this.
Tis the season. And you guys, you sell a couple pools and hot tubs, do you not?
We sell quite a few, yeah. We are the largest jacuzzi dealer in the Midwest. So we're exclusive with Jacuzzi and Sundance. We sell quite a few. We have 5 locations that definitely we can find somebody within our earshot that we'll be able to help out for sure.
And the word jacuzzi is like the word Kleenex. When people talk about spas, they say jacuzzi all the time. It's a great place to be, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not a bad thing to have behind in your back pocket, is both the name Jacuzzi or Sundance.
Absolutely, sure. Absolutely. And with us right now, we have one of your customers who had purchased a spa from you, good friend of the show, Mr. Michael Pierce. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm always in the background. It's kind of weird.
You know what? I just tell my wife all the time, just sit there and look pretty.
It's not hard to do.
We can't do it.
No, we can't. So, Mike, you purchased a spa from
us. Yeah. You know what's funny is I visited one of the home shows like we always do.
Yep.
And I've known Tony for a while, and he finally showed me an awesome Sundance
show. Yep.
Sundance spa. And it's perfect. Family of 5, right? And, you know, since I've had it since October, I've done my due diligence of maintenancing it and making sure I'm at the right levels with water. And what's amazing is they will test your water for you when you go into their showroom. Any one of their showrooms, you can bring a sample of your water and they'll help you get your levels where you need to be. They also kind of walk you through the filtration and the whole experience and all that stuff. So it's really cool to see that. And have that kind of help and guidance on that. And then also the free maintenance, too, when you buy the spa, how they'll come out to your house and fix whatever you need to be fixed, which is very rare. But I had them come out because one of the you know, on the cover, one of the straps had ripped off because I'm too aggressive with the strap,
no.
Obviously. They came out and fixed it right within the week.
Cool.
So it's very nice to have that, you know.
And that gives customers a peace of mind to know that you're going to be there for them, because most of them have never owned.
Correct. I mean, we do everything in-house, from delivery to service side of it. It's all us. We are based out of our Livonia location. We serve all of Metro Detroit, all of basically Toledo at this point as well, and out to East Lansing. So anything you look for, it's us. It's our team. We were a family company growing up, I guess best way to put it, with Allstate. We were just actually acquired by a larger company out of Cincinnati called Watsons. So we're going to continue to grow. Watsons has an amazing name in the industry. They are the largest dealer of pools and spas in North America. So we're going to continue to grow, but we're also going to never let that service fall to the wayside.
And
Mike is a loving father like you and I, Ken, and I know safety had to be a big issue for him when he bought that. You still feel that way having dealt with this company? I'm sure you do, Mike.
Oh, safety was huge. You know, they even showed us, you know, when they delivered it, they walked us through all the different steps of how to take care of it, you know, and where to put it on in your backyard or patio or porch, the angles of where it should be. Just the whole thing was a great way to kind of inform me how to use it.
Now, Mike, we've heard a lot of people talk about how much more efficient these units have become, and I'm going to throw a softball at you, or curveball. How much more does it cost you a month? Because that's what a lot of people ask. Isn't Tony, that's one of people's main concerns, how much more will the electric bill go up?
Probably one of the top 5 questions, yes.
Mike?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if mine's on the industry average, but we're looking at maybe $10 to $20 a month. More of my, you know, my bill per month, which to me is well worth the cost of what I purchased.
I agree, and it makes that staycation just a little more friendly to the wallet, eh, Chuck?
I agree 1,000%. Great question.
So, Tony, people come down here, where can they find you?
Yeah, so we have 2 booths here. We have one booth that's going to be all of our spas and swim spas, so year-round pools. And then we also have right across the way in booth 200 our actual above-ground pools and some furniture as well here.
And you heard Tony and Mike both mention their all their locations. They are out of Ann Arbor, Livonia, Rochester, Novi, and Sterling Heights. So I want to make sure we get that out there.
Yep.
Tony Palmieri from Allstate Leisure. Thank you so much for coming on with us today. We greatly
thanks for
appreciate
having
it.
Me. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Hey, want to remind everybody, after the show today, for the next hour, the Inside Outside guys are going to be talking to our good friends at the Construction Association of Michigan. And for people that don't know it, Construction Association of Michigan is a trade organization for the best of the best out there, the big corporations, and they take such great care and set more standards like we were talking about here today. Correct, Chuck?
And are we allowed to use the phrase man toys? Because we're going to be talking to a couple of people from CAM that lease and deliver huge pieces of equipment to construction sites.
Yeah, we like to call those places like contractor candy stores. Because you
yes,
and I go in, and if someone gave us a blank check, whatever the budget is, we'd go way over it. Because there are so really right. cool. As people heard today, and they're going to hear the next hour, Chuck and I love to make sure that we have our pulse, our fingers on the pulse of the housing and construction industry here in Southeast Michigan. And we have so many different ways that we can bring that back to you, the homeowner. I'm obviously right here every Saturday and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. But then we have the InsideOutsideGuys.com. We have people, if you're thinking about deck work, you want to go to the Detroit News Homestyle section and take a look at the article that came out yesterday by the Inside Outside Guys. If you're thinking about a deck this year, a pool this year, a jacuzzi this year, anything this year at your house, you really want to get started thinking about it now. Because all these companies are starting to gear up, right, partner?
And they absolutely are. And, we didn't get a chance to talk about financing today, but every one of these companies down here will offer financing on any of these projects. So don't hesitate to bring it up because they've got a lot of options.
You got it. Hey, stick around for another hour of the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting from the Construction Association of Michigan Great Lakes Builders Show. Going to be a great show. Stick around with more from the Inside Outside Guys only on AM 760 WJR.